This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Officials of Nepal and India agreed to ensure effective border security. Kathmandu Metropolitan City scouting for a site to manage biodegradable waste, and at least 19 people die after a suicide attack at education center in Kabul. Now the news in detail. The security officials of Nepal and India have agreed to make Nepal-India border security further effective. During the meeting concluded on Thursday, Inspector General of AFP Nepal Raju Arial and Director General of SSB Sashastra Sima Bal Sujoy Lal Thausen led the respective countries' teams. During the meeting, the two sides agreed to make border security further effective, control cross-border crimes, and make borders more secure while ensuring continued coordination and information exchange between the two security agencies. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has been scouting for identifying places for managing biodegradable waste within the Kathmandu Valley itself. KMC said it is carrying out works for identifying the place for long-term management of waste in an effective way in the coming days, as dumping all kinds of waste at Banchari Dara landfill site has created problems time and again. KMC is adopting this measure in line with its plan of not managing hazardous waste at Banchari Dara. The KMC is looking for a suitable site for managing the biodegradable waste within the valley itself, with the consideration that dumping all kinds of waste only in Banchari Dara is not an appropriate option. KMC is in the process of identifying additional sites for this purpose. Before this, the valley's waste had been managed at Sisadol of Nuwakot for the last 16 years. Heavy rain that occurred last night has caused damage to properties in Diktel of Khotang district. Chairman of Ward No. 1 of Diktel, Majuwagadi Municipality, Navraj Rai, said several cases of property damages are recorded after the rain. Deputy Superintendent of Police, DSP of Khotang, Manjil Mukarung, said, however, no human casualty is reported in the district. Almost all the rural roads in the district are blocked due to landslips, and the local residents coming home from the Dasai and Tihar from different places are either stranded or are forced to walk on foot. The Galchi Raswagadi road section has been disrupted after a dry landslide taking place at Lamasoti of Bilkot Gadi Municipality 7 in Nuwakot district since Thursday afternoon. Chief of District Traffic Police Office Gunanidhi Kakurel said with the landslide, vehicular movement to and from Nuwakot and Raswa districts is fully obstructed. The office of the Galchi Raswagadi Road Project and Division Road Office Nuwakot are working to resume vehicular movement by clearing the debris, but clearing the debris is a challenging job as the landslide is still taking place. The landslide has also caused damage to power transmission lines and some electric poles in the affected areas. The number of dengue patients has crossed 540 in the districts of Karnali province. According to Province Health Service Directorate, Birendranagar, the number of dengue patients in Surkhet district is 422, the highest among the districts of Karnali. Likewise, 22 patients are confirmed in Salyan, 22 in Jumla, 21 in Kalikot, and 14 others in Dai Lake. Likewise, 18 dengue patients are confirmed in Rukum Pashim, and 1 is in Humla and Dolpa district. With the sharp rise in dengue cases in the Kathmandu Valley, the government has provided a total of 550,000 units of Cetamol for 14 local levels of Kathmandu and Lalitpur districts and 16 hospitals. The Ministry of Health and Population provided pain-relieving medicine for free to the local levels and hospitals to help support the treatment of dengue patients. A spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Samir Kumar Adhikari, Adhikari stated that the supply of drugs has been ensured considering the existing state of a dengue infection, adding that the drugs have been stored in the drug stores. Likewise, the ministry is facilitating the healthcare centers, pharmacy and pharmaceutical companies for the production and easy supply of Sitamol. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Police in Kabul say a suicide attack at an education center in the Afghan capital has killed at least 19 people and injured many others. The blast took place at the Kaj Education Center in the Dasht-e-Barzi area in the west of the city. Students had been sitting a practice university exam, officials from the center said. Many of those living in the area are from the Hazara minority, which has been targeted in past attacks. No group has yet said they are behind the blast. On Friday, the Taliban's Interior Ministry spokesman said security teams were at the site and condemned the attack. A huge search and rescue effort is continuing in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, which caught a swath of destruction across the U.S. state. At least 10 people have died in the state, but officials fear the confirmed death toll could rise considerably. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned the Category 1 storm could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history, with a substantial loss of life. Ian is now moving inland and heading towards North and South Carolina. A blackout is still affecting some 2.2 million Florida homes and businesses. The flood waters have been so severe they have trapped some people in their homes, officials said, with the National Guard going door to door in the city of Orlando to rescue those stranded. Australia has said it will end mandatory COVID isolation requirements from next month. Currently, anyone who tests positive the virus must isolate for 5 days, but that will end on 14th of October. Australia's chief medical officer said the emergency phase of its response was probably over. Mandatory isolation had been one of the few restrictions remaining. Australia continues to record about 5,500 virus cases each day. Official figures show it is one of the world's most vaccinated countries. The Australian Medical Association opposes the change, saying those who push for it are not scientifically literate and are putting lives at risk. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is possible at one or two places in hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. Similarly, the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Officials of Nepal and India agree to ensure effective border security. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is scouting for a site to manage biodegradable waste, and at least 19 people die after a suicide attack at education center in Kabul. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.